Listening Library presents Keys to the Kingdom, Drowned Wednesday by Garth Nix. Read for you by Alan Corduna. Prologue. A three-masted square rigger with iridescent green sails that shone by day or night, the Flying Mantis was a fast and lucky ship. She sailed the border sea of the house, which meant she could also sail any ocean, sea, lake, river, or other navigable stretch of liquid on any of the millions of worlds of the secondary realms. On this voyage, the Flying Mantis was cleaving through the deep blue waters of the border sea, heading for Port Wednesday. Her holds were stuffed with goods bought beyond the house, and illnesses salvaged from the border sea's grasping waters. There were valuables under her hatches. Tea and wine and coffee and spices, treats for the denizens of the house. But her strong room held the real treasure. Coughs and sniffles and ugly rashes and strange stuttering diseases, all fixed into pills, snuff or whalebone charms. With such rich cargo, the crew was nervous and the lookouts red-eyed and anxious. The border sea was no longer safe. Not since the unfortunate transformation of Lady Wednesday several thousand years before, and the consequent flooding of the sea's old shore. Wednesday's noon and dusk had been missing ever since, along with many of Wednesday's other servants, who used to police the border sea. Now the waters swarmed with unlicensed salvagers and traders, some who would happily turn to a bit of casual piracy. To make matters worse, there were full-time pirates around as well, human ones.